Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real.
47% of the buy now, pay later type of debt is now delinquent. That is up 13 percentage points during the past 2 years. The buy now, pay later market is big and getting bigger. It's expected to surge to $687 billion by 2028, up from just $334 billion in 2024. 29% of these types of loans are being used to buy groceries in the supermarket. Now, why are so many Americans having to resort to paying interest on debt just to eat? Whereas the number of billionaires created is surging to a record high at the same time. I mean, try to square that picture. People borrowing money just to eat, paying interest just to be able to feed themselves, while the number of billionaires created is surging to a record high. Well, look no further than Jerome Powell and his unprecedented minting of $4.5 trillion during his horrific tenure as chair at the Fed. The maniac money printer who currently runs the Fed created another $12 billion by the stroke of a keypad last week alone. I mean, if you want to know why the stock market now trades at an eye-popping record 220% of GDP, total market cap of equities to GDP, look no further than this maniac, Mr. Powell. Now, if you want proof that we are in a bubble, many bubbles, but I'll give you just one that's just, you know, the linchpin to the next catastrophe, which is coming, it's the AI bubble. Artificial intelligence bubble rhymes perfectly with the 2000 internet bust. We can find an open and shut case for my contention with the shoe company called Allbirds. This is an environmentally sound company which had the idea to make shoes without using any plastic. The company went public back in 2021 and shares were worth $375 per share back then. Well, fast forward to just 2 weeks ago and the shares had plunged by 99% and traded at just above $3 a share. So what does a CEO do when your shoe company can't find enough people who care enough about the environment to make sure that their sneakers don't have any plastic parts? Do the same thing a floundering company would do back in the tech bubble. Back in the tech bubble, they slapped a .com after their name. And the stock was off to the rocket ship, to the thermosphere. So Allbirds announced on Wednesday that it would now be pivoting to an artificial intelligence computing company dealing with infrastructure. And they changed its name to Newbird AI. Now, what AI experience does a shoe company have? I really don't know. Probably not much at all. But that didn't stop them from making this announcement. This is coming from the company. The company will initially seek to acquire high-performance, low-latency AI computer hardware and provide access under long-term lease agreements, meeting customer demand that spot markets and hyperscalers are unable to reliably service. Now, upon this vague and opaque announcement, the stock shot up by 450%. The combination of Federal Reserve interest rate repression and massive monetary debasement, like we've never seen before in the history of the United States, creates bubbles. The AI bubble is another one. I mean, it led to the internet bubble in 2000. And it is the same function, the very same function that has occurred in the artificial intelligence arena. Here's another example if you need another one. The Museum Company was a retailer founded in 1989 that specialized in selling replicas, gifts, and reproductions authorized by museums. Well, that didn't work out so well, so they changed its focus to become a privacy-focused artificial intelligence and social media technology company developing innovative platforms for secure digital sharing and storage. Now, how a company that used to sell painting prints can suddenly become an expert in AI privacy and storage is a mystery to me as well, just like the sneakers. But, however, it's the nature of bubbles such that the stock surged by 160% on the news. The AI bubble is now being maintained by taking on a massive amount of debt. This debt was bought with alacrity simply because of the money that had been dumped on Wall Street by the Fed. And this debt has led to a humongous malinvestment bubble in the private credit arena. Private credit and private equity firms have been deeply connected ever since the end of the credit crisis of 2008. In the wake of the Great Recession, banking reform legislation was enacted that caused traditional bank lending to move into the realm of the shadow banking sphere. Private equity firms buy out mature and public companies with highly leveraged funds. The majority of these funds are being provided by private credit. And now private credit stress is bringing down PE firms with it. The issues surrounding private credit are derived from rising interest rates, tightening liquidity, and rising default rates. According to CNBC, with roughly 80% of PE buyouts backed by private credit, declining loan valuations and stricter covenants force PE managers to face lower asset returns and harder refinancings for existing heavily leveraged portfolios. And here is what my friend from the institutional risk analyst, Chris Whalen, has to say about private credit. Overinvestment and malinvestment in things like data centers or unprofitable business models that require cheap money and are based on hype and suspension of common sense lead to excessive government spending, inflation, and currency debasement. I would add it's a vicious and destructive cycle where excessive money creation leads to asset bubbles, which then demand even more phony money to be thrown at them to keep those bubbles from imploding. The easy money that fueled PE buyouts has disappeared, deepening portfolio stress and complicating exit strategies. The bursting of the credit bubble has begun. Mr. Powell is fighting to push more air into the bubble before it engenders a cathartic and well-deserved recession. And maybe this is the reason why he's fighting tooth and nail and printing like Al Capone to keep the bubble afloat. Because the current business cycle has been so extremely overinflated by money printing that when a recession does finally arrive, it very well may easily and quickly intensify into a depression. Now, let me just briefly talk about the portfolio. We came into the year net long. The model quickly turned us to be at least neutral to slightly bearish at the height of the Iran-USA conflict. The model now has us back to being bullish. But I have to say, at 227% total market cap of equities to GDP ratio, that's the highest it's ever been in the history of that data set by a lot. The average is 90%. This is still an extremely dangerous market. And with the crippling of the private credit space, which is going to metastasize to private equity, which is going to eventually bring down banks with it, we just have to stay on our toes here. Overvaluations, massive bubbles, money printing, Kevin Warsh potentially coming in June or July, he's going to shrink the balance sheet. That's going to put a lot of pressure on asset prices. It's going to massively destroy Wall Street, in my opinion. While in the long run, we'll rebalance the divergence between the ultra rich and the poor. So we'll have a middle class again, and Main Street is going to benefit more than Wall Street. That's going to happen. It's going to be very painful for those buy and hold sector of the population, target date portfolios, 60-40, it's going to be devastating. But for me and my investors, we're going to use that opportunity to protect from declines and even potentially profit significantly from what I call the great reconciliation of asset prices. And I'm looking forward to it for me, my clients, and for the viability of this nation. Stay tuned.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.